notre quoi, le quotidien. C'est sur Taïwan.
Society 13 and Frogzilla Radio proudly present Frog Watch with your friend and host, Big Tony Rousek, a.k.a. Frog's Watch.
Our opening track this week was a song called Alien by a band called Boundary Exception. Boundary Exception are a female-fronted progressive rock band from Italy, who just released their album Teardrops on a Blank Page in January of this year. If you hadn't guessed from my dulcet tones, I am Big Tony the Prog Squatch, and you have once again found yourself listening to my program called Prog Watch. I've been busy the last few weeks with interview shows and my John Wetton tribute program, so I have a nice bumper crop of mostly new stuff to share with you today. So buckle up for a great ride, my brothers and sisters in Prague. Next up, I'm going to dip back to last year. I did say mostly new, and last year isn't that old now, is it? To the debut album from a band that came out of the defunct Unitopia, an Australian outfit of which I was very fond. Anyway, after Unitopia disbanded, Sean Timms put together Southern Empire to continue to carry the torch of Australian prog. So here's Southern Empire with a song called Forest Fire from their self-titled 2016 debut album.
Caught up in a forest fire, trying to head upwind. Minutes pass like seconds, years have passed like days. Running out of time, I feel I'm vanished in a haze. How fast is my life going now? Caught up in a forest fire, trying to head upwind. Minutes pass like seconds, years have passed like days. I'm running out of time, I feel I'm
again, that was Southern Empire with Forest Fire, a song from their great self-titled debut last year. Moving on, let's hear some brand new music from Pat Mastelotto and Marcus Reuter, alumni of the eclectic prog outfit called Stickmen. Pat and Marcus have made an album called FACE, which is one continuous composition. I'd love to play all of it for you, but we do only have 90 minutes. So instead, I will play one of the several fine excerpts that they have thoughtfully prepared for us prog radio host types. This excerpt of the album is called Excerpt 3, Resonance.
Thank you.
Again, that was Pat Mastelotto and Marcus Reuter, two moonlighting stick men, with excerpt 3, Resonance, from their new album called FACE. Now let's dip back to 2016 again for something really cool from a European band I just discovered recently. They are called Offworld, all one word, and they play an eclectic and interesting amalgam of styles that can only be called prog. Here they are from their 2016 album, Some Circles Are Square, with a song called Shaman's Garden. Again, that was Shaman's Garden by Offworld from their 2016 album, Some Circles Are Square.
When one Mellotron just isn't enough, call in the professionals. Progzilla, proving that prog isn't just for dinosaurs.
Now let's check in with our friend and resident reviewer, the eloquent Dr. Rob Fisher, for another edition of Progressive Discoveries. Here's Rob. We are only 2 full months into 2017, and already we have been blessed with a plethora of truly glorious progressive rock releases. But what makes 2017 all the more exciting is that these releases are coming from bands making their impressive debut appearances. And for the next 3 programs, we will be taking a closer look at some of these. This Winter Machine are a British band formed of Gary Jevon on guitar, Marcus Murray on drums, Mark Newman on keyboards, Peter Priestley on bass, and Al Winter as lead vocalist. In January, they released their stunning debut album, The Man Who Never Was, which musically is a glorious symphonic and melodic delight. Behind the music, however, there is a heavy sense of sad nostalgia and an elusive presence which lingers in the music, evading capture within lyrics, which are laden with sentiment and evocative suggestion. Something is lost and cannot be found. What is seen is not how things are. The album is remarkable in the way it uses often bright, vivid, and compelling music to carry themes which have a sense of menace, urgency, and immediacy. So right now we're going to take a break and we're going to listen to a track called After Tomorrow Comes. Again, this is from the debut album by This Winter Machine entitled The Man Who Never Was. Thank you.
so easy to get left behind. But out of sight was never out of mind. And oh, you see, just hold on to what you believe. And she counts the years, counts the tears, away from the sun.
Again, that was After Tomorrow Comes, a great song from This Winter Machine's debut album, The Man Who Never Was. Now we'll get back to Rob. The track is a brilliant example of how a heartbreaking experience of personal distress is expressed in music which flows with a beautiful natural elegance and sophistication. The lyrics open with the spirit-crushing frustration that is born from the cauldron of a relationship going wrong and the resentful heat of draining, dispiriting arguments which come with it. The impossible question, "Don't ask me what you mean to me," is quickly matched with the laughable recrimination, "Don't tell me how I really feel." Intense lyrics blend with a pervading spirit of uncertainty to form a stark contrast with instrumental work, which is delicate, sprightly, and appealingly alluring. And this is precisely why this debut works so well and is such a magnificent success. The album is bursting with layers of carefully crafted music, which intertwine with insightful lyrics to form complex moods and troubling emotions. It is well worth spending some time with this remarkable release. And I wholeheartedly agree with Rob, as always. And that was our friend Rob Fisher, of course, our guide on our joint venture called Progressive Discoveries. As always, you can find more of his fine work at The Progressive Aspect, Prog Radar, and at his own blog, which is also called Progressive Discoveries. When I post this show to my website, progwatch.com, I will have links for you to find more of Rob's work. Now let's get back to the rest of the show, which will actually be a run of brand new music, all from albums released in 2017. Let's start things off with IQ's new live album called Scrape Across the Sky. This is a live version of Frequency.
Became the one I used to be. I heard the strains of life begin within the frequency that night. I walked through the walls. We'll be right back.
Frequency by IQ from their new live album Scrape Across the Sky. Now let's continue on with a new one from the wonderful solo album by Alan Reed called Honey on the Razor's Edge. That one has been associated with acts such as Abel Gance, Kimora, Neo, Parzival's Eyes, and Strangers on a Train, but is probably best known as a member of Palace. The name of the song I will now play for you is The Other Side of Morning. Again, that was The Other Side of Morning, just one of the wonderful new tracks on Alan Reed's solo album Honey on the Razor's Edge. Now let's shift gears a little with some new music from Richard Barbieri, former member of Porcupine Tree and a solo artist who has made albums with well-known folks such as Steve Hogarth of Marillion and Tim Bonus of No Man. This is Solar Storm from Richard's new album Planets Plus Persona. Thank you. That was Richard Barbieri with Solar Storm, a song from his new album Planets Plus Persona.
Progzilla, bringing you the best progressive music has to offer.
Now on to some new music from Tom Slatter, London's self-proclaimed premier steampunk and sci-fi based rock songwriter. He's also been called, quote, a quintessentially British eccentric with a quirky imagination, end quote, by none other than Prog Magazine. Maybe you can come up with some of your own interesting descriptions after listening to some music from Tom's latest album called Happy People, which I believe is his most accomplished album to date. Anyway, this is called All of the Dark.
Less than nothing. soul. Make me blank, empty, void, and nothing at all. I'll be on the wind, silk, mist, gone.
All of the Dark by Tom Slatter from his new album Happy People. Well, we have time for just a few more, so here's one from the new Night Area album called Beyond Heaven. The name of this tune is Twins of Sins.
yesterday night anymore. No recollection of that day before. Lucky that my twin brother is there. He says not to worry and we'll take care. Tells me that all went according to plan. And why the bed sheets are bloody.
Again, that was Twins of Sins by Night Area from their brand new album Beyond Heaven. Now let's finish things up with a great new song from Blackfield. Blackfield are, of course, a collaboration between Steven Wilson of Porcupine Tree fame and many other projects too numerous to name here, and Aviv Geffen. The name of this one is From 44 to 48, and it comes from the new album simply entitled Blackfield 5.
Twenty-one, and you were late that I'd become someone.
I would have liked to hear a few more verses of that one to get a few more life perceptions from the boys in Blackfield, but it's a great tune nonetheless. To reiterate, that was From 44 to 48 by Blackfield from their album Blackfield 5. Well, that will wrap us up for another great variety program here on Prog Watch. Remember to support the bands and check out the website progwatch.com for more great prog rock from your friendly neighborhood Prog Squatch. You can also like the Facebook page, Prog-Watch. Follow me on Twitter, at ProgSquatch, all one word, ProgSquatch. Or email me at ProgSquatch@gmail.com. Again, that's ProgSquatch@gmail.com. Until next time, Prog on, brothers and sisters.
It's marvelous. the morning, laughing happy fish heads in the evening, floating in the soup.
Fish heads.